It's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
The 8-week challenge. It seems like a daunting task, right? But how exactly does an 8-week challenge change your life? Well, that is what this podcast series is set to define, set to figure out. My name's Ellie and my co-host Taz and I run a radio show on 91.9 CFM on the Sunshine Coast. Now, I'm also a member at BFT Maroochydore, Body Fit Training. Now, I've been going there for nearly 18 months now and I'm absolutely loving it. But we thought with our radio show, let's give away 3 8-week challenges to people off the sunny coast who want to transform. And let's add in a little spice by making them represent their generation to figure out which generation can work the hardest and have the most success.
I'm Tian. I am 26 and I am representing Generation Z. I work at a financial firm here on the sunny coast and I'm pretty much sitting at a desk all day.
My name is Sarah. I'm 34 years old and I'm representing Generation Y. I have 2 children. I'm currently on maternity leave and I'm a retail manager.
I'm Trudy from Pelican Waters, 60 years old, mum of 4. Grandma of 6.
So there they are, the 3 women who are inspiring their generations and training, doing the 8-week challenge at BFT Maroochydore. Now, we're going to check in with them every couple of weeks of the challenge. This will be the first check-in and find out how they're coping with meal plans, with training every day, what their goals are, where they wanted to start, where they wanted to finish. All those questions and more will be answered over the next 8 weeks. Alrighty, so I am here with our Generation Transformation winners. Well, 2 of 3. Trudy couldn't make it in today, but I have caught up with her, so you will hear from her throughout this episode. But I do have the Gen Y and Gen Z winners, Sarah and Tian, in with me. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Hello.
Both of you have said, okay, this is my first time in a radio station. Don't know what's happening. But how are you feeling? T, you're good?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm good too, thank you.
Now, Tazzy couldn't be here either, unfortunately, because he's on holidays at the moment. So it's just the gals having a chat. I want to start with getting your reasonings. I know we've spoken about it in the past, but just reiterate, Tian, why was it that you wanted to get involved in the 8-week challenge?
I just wanted to show people that Gen Zs aren't quitters. We are going to keep going and we're going to shred it out of the park.
Shred it out of the park. That's a good slogan. BFT should use that. What about you, Sarah? What was your reasons?
So because I'm between gyms at the moment and I've just had a child 3 months ago, that was my reason to get back into the gym and represent Gen Y.
For sure. And Trudy, what's your why?
Ellie, I think I have got to the age where I want to see a lot more of life. I don't want to get home from work. I do quite a physical work and then I get home and I'm tired. So this hopefully will get me in a better physical and mental state of mind and make me move a little bit more. Get out there and see more alive.
Now let's go back to the scans, right? Currently we're at day 8 of the challenge, is that right?
Yeah.
So when you first scanned in, what was that like, T?
I was mortified.
In what way? Why so?
I was mortified about just obviously being in a desk job, you're not as physical and the job I was at before, I was on my feet like all day, every day.
Yeah.
So coming in and then, doing the scans and seeing how much I'd put on, I was like, oh my God, that's frightening. So.
Okay. And did it go into the specifics? Was there any numbers that you were surprised by?
Yeah, I was surprised at how specific it actually was. Like it told you your muscle mass, it tells you your like fat percentage and everything like that. I was like, oh my God, gotta work on that one.
Sarah, what were your thoughts on the scan?
So 12 months ago I did a challenge. Mm-hmm. So my scan was pretty much the same as what I started at last time.
Okay.
So I'm basically just starting again, sort of, from the beginning, which is fine because I knew what I was looking for, I suppose.
Yeah, you had targets in mind.
Yeah, and what my targets and goals are for the next 8 weeks.
Did you say 12 months ago you did the challenge?
Yeah, so back in January I did an 8-week challenge.
So is that before you got pregnant?
Yeah, so I've completed 3, but 2 were just before I fell pregnant with my children, so.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez. That's crazy.
And Trudy, our Gen Xer, you're a little bit different because you had a week's holiday booked before we even began the challenge. So you're only a couple of days in, but you went for your scans. Talk me through your scans. How did that go?
Probably a little bit more surprising than I thought. I'd spent a lot of time on the couch over the last 4 years with an illness, and I'd put on a lot of weight and got into some really bad habits, and I thought, oh, you know, this is going to be really hard. But I'm not as bad as I thought I was for my age and for what's been going on. So, yeah, I was quite surprised, actually.
Oh, good. All right.
And it was good to see.
All right. So, Tian, back to you. What are you got after seeing the scans? Like, did you set yourself specific goals? Or is it just, all right, I just want everything to get a little bit better?
Yeah, I want to lose at least 5 kilos through the challenge.
Yep.
And then I also have one of my best friend's weddings coming up in May. So I have an outfit that I want to fit into for that. So
isn't that fun? We all do that. Like, I've got to fit the dress. So, it's a good way to, like, you know, focus on something to strive towards.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm super keen to just, like, I'm going every day of the week as much as possible. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. And Sez, goals for you, is it just the same as last time?
I actually have the exact same goal. So I am the maid of honour in 8 weeks' time for my best friend's wedding. So I already have my dress and it just fits. So I'd like it to fit perfectly. So about 5 kilos would be my goal.
I love that. Oh, yeah. Well, we now know that your after shots are going to be the two of you at your respective wedding.
Yes.
In your new dresses. Oh, amazing. All right. And so talk me through the first week of classes, T.
I almost died.
How so? In which classes?
Oh, the Saturday one where you and I were at the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that killed me. I went home and went nap.
Yes. Because that was the cardio and strength in one, right?
Yeah.
Where you went from one cardio station to a strength station supersets.
That absolutely killed.
Do you prefer the cardio or the...
The strength.
Fair. And Sarah, you haven't missed a class yet. You have been ultra consistent in the first 8 weeks.
Eight days. I was very sore last week, which I knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So now I'm feeling a lot better this week.
Yeah.
And my heart rate's always already doing amazing as well, coming down, so which means I have to work harder.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that like the worst? Oh. It's like, okay, well, cool. I've reached a good limit. And then now, because I'm getting fitter, you're going to punish me with a lower heart rate.
Yeah. The percentages are really hard to work in between, especially when you go over easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got targets you're supposed to work towards as well. So when you're trying to do both, it's pretty impossible.
Absolutely. Yes. So for those who don't know, at BFT, you wear a heart rate monitor and they kind of direct you to go in a specific heart rate zone. So, you know, 80%, 90%. And it's, do you find, both of you, that it's good to have something to focus on like that?
Yes.
Yeah, rather than smashing yourself through the whole class, it's good to try to keep your heart rate where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree.
I watch it, I'm like, oh, I'm too high, so I need to like either slow down and pace myself a bit more rather than going too hard too fast.
Yeah, because it distracts you as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise you're just like, oh, God, I'm dying.
Like when we were at 45 years ago, you'd absolutely smash yourself to try and beat the whole class.
Yeah.
So it's completely different.
Yeah.
Trudes, what about you? How have you found the classes so far?
I've actually surprised myself, Ellie. I suffer while I'm there and I suffer when I get home, but I'm doing better than I thought I would. So that's really good.
But you know what? You'll listen back to this in the 8 week time and you will have done a class that morning or whatever and you won't feel any pain afterwards. You know, it'll just become, you know, normal. Your muscles will get used to it. Your body will get used to it and you'll be fine.
Yes. I've done gym work and aerobic work for a lot of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then with doing physical work, you know, I know that you do something a little bit different and a muscle hurts, but it's a different hurt. It's not a body ache.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen body aches. It's not a body ache. It's a muscle hurt. And it actually doesn't feel bad. You're learning that your body's getting better, getting fitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel. But anyway, that's the way I feel. So that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted to get bit again.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been your favourite thing so far in week one?
I think meeting new people.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a good vibe there, isn't it? It's a good family-friendly vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a good mix of competitive and people are just there to train,
yeah,
to have fun, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in our class, in the 9:15 yeah. class.
All the mums?
Yeah.
And then on the Saturday 5 or 6 o'clock class is all the really competitive people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is why I go at 7 o'clock. There's like, it's like four of us and that's about it. And yes. I don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
It's quite a small class.
The 5 a.m. are the like full-on athletes and they're all, so, you know, the class is always full. I can't get up at that early and exercise.
Me either.
They're crazy. All right. Well, where do you see yourself? So we'll check in with you guys again in about 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Where do you hope to be then?
At least a couple of kilos down.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, same. And sticking to my meal plan a bit more.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me about the meal plan. Have you been sticking to it? Have you found it good?
I'm a fussy eater, so I've found it quite hard to adjust to the meal plan.
Yeah.
So I've had to talk to, I think it's, Taylor there?
Taylor.
Just about the nutrition wise and what I can swap out
yeah.
for what I do like to eat. So,
yeah,
I've found it a bit challenging, but my partner's like, oh no, make sure you're open minded, you know, try new things. And I have been, so but it has been a bit of a difficult transition for me, really.
What's one food that you've had to try that you wouldn't normally be eating?
Capsicum this week.
Oh, chicken. Really?
Yeah, with the capsicum, I chopped it up into real small pieces so I can hardly taste it.
Just get a blender. Blend it all together into a sauce. Exactly. Do the meal plans provide you, is it like literally breakfast, lunch and dinner every day?
And snacks cool. in between as well.
Ah,
yeah.
Very good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Sez? You've been sticking to it?
So I'm following a different plan.
Okay. That's cool.
I'm going by, what do they call it now? When you do your fats, carbs and...
Oh, macros.
Or macros.
Yeah. So I'm following a macros plan rather than a daily food plan.
Yeah.
Because I find it a lot easier to plan meals, especially for my family. That way, because I've got my kid.
Yeah.
So I've already got, like, all these measurements of what kind of meat to have, what carbs to have, what fats to have, etc. So you can just make your own meal every time.
Ah.
And I just prefer it that way.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's what works for each individual. I find with my, like, diet, I feel good on a high-protein, low-carb diet. It doesn't matter... Yeah. You know, what types of proteins and whatnot, as long as I get that, then I'd feel like my best. And like, obviously I'll splurge and not do that sometimes. But I find when I'm thriving, in for want of a better word, you know, feeling good, it's always high protein, low carb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's different for everybody. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's probably all I've got for you guys at this point in time. Anything else, any notes you want to add, anything you want to put out into the universe?
Drink lots of water.
Oh, yes.
That helps.
Yes.
Yes.
At least 4 litres.
4 litres.
Trust me.
I should probably do that. I don't even record how much I drink, but I probably fill my 1 litre Yeti up at least 4 or 5 times a day.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have not done that enough today. I went to the movies.
Oh, did you go by yourself?
I did go by myself. Thank you. Yes. It was a big moment in my life.
One thing checked off the list.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I went straight from the gym. I came here, had a shower, went across to the movies and got a big frozen Coke. So, look, meal plan's not going great for me today.
Are you doing the challenge?
Look, yes and no. I'm the cheerleader. I'm here for support.
You're the hype girl.
I'm coming to the classes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in for part one of our BFT Generation Transformation Podcast. Oh, that is a mouthful. And we'll check in with you guys again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having us.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade, Maroochydore.